Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spark Radio Show, filled with strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that may be the spark of a better solution to ignite a positive change in your life. The number to call if you have questions for Melanie or any of our guests is area code 347-215-8390. Now, here's your host, Ms. Melanie.
Hello and welcome to another segment of Spark Radio. To those of you who are new, I am so glad that you are joining us. And for those who listen regularly, thank you to you as well. We value each and every one of you who invest your time to spend with us in search of some of those exciting strategies, possibilities, actions, resources, and knowledge that can create that spark for you to move forward and create the life that you desire and deserve. So it is a cold winter's night here in the Midwest United States with roads that are pretty good, considering the snow and ice storm that went through in the last 48 hours. It's interesting as people remember how to drive defensively and safely on snow and ice. Hopefully, wherever you are, the weather is comfortable and you are safe. Tonight, we are just meandering through a potpourri of topics. I will share I'm excited to have two guests to interview next Wednesday night, barring anything unforeseen. We'll be having Sally Roper, who is a nurse practitioner, as well as working with Young Living Oils and Aromatherapy. With Vitalis. And we'll also have Kim McCabe, who works with Vitalis Health Products as well. So we'll be talking about your health, your life, and prosperity next Wednesday night with Sally and Kim. So I hope that you're able to join us live so that you're able to ask them questions. And if you would like to email some questions because you know that you have a schedule conflict, and I have a number of you who do, please send those email questions for Sally or Kim about Vitalis, aromatherapy, Young Living Oils, or your health to brainbonanza@gmail.com. That's brainbonanza@gmail.com. And as always, also send your ideas for show topics, challenges that you're facing to see if we might be able to use our resources or share do some research to help you identify some resources to support you in your search to create a joy-filled life. So hopefully you listened last week as we talked about in getting the most enjoyment from the holiday season in the month of December, whichever holiday or holidays you celebrate. And a colleague informed me today, it's only 2 weeks until Christmas Eve, and I said, you had to tell me, oh my gosh. And I'm thinking, wait a minute, that's right, 2 weeks for those of us who celebrate Christmas. So figuring out the priority list of what we want to get done and what can be put by the wayside. So hopefully you have tried something that you learned last week that's helped you to decrease your stress and increase your enjoyment of the holidays. So interesting discussion came up about gifts and what do you get someone who seems to have everything, and or what are some of the most unique gifts or odd gifts that you've gotten. Now, I will tell you that my drive home has taken a little bit longer, so I won't be at my switchboard for probably another 5 or 10 minutes. So if you're listening live, I hope you hang with us, and I'll throw out the number for questions because I don't know for sure if my tech is sitting at the computer monitoring. But I am curious about unusual gifts that you've either made, created, located for those people in your life. I will share that sometimes giving people a certificate for something that gives more than just a one-time thing. For example, you can give the gift of the passion test. 2-hour-long sessions to help people identify and prioritize the top 5 passions in their life, as well as including some strategies for taking action to get more of those passions into their life. And you can find that at brainbonanza.com, or send me an email about putting together a creative coaching certificate package for you. I'm happy to do that, because often the people that we care about maybe aren't as happy as we hope they would be, or they seem to be searching for something in their life. And we often don't think about giving them certificates for coaching or for other types of support. So, yes, that's available. And I will share with you that starting tomorrow, we will put up a coupon code for all of my wonderful Blog Talk listeners that you can use for a discount at the Brain Bonanza store online. So you go to www.brainbonanza.com and you enter the code SPARK, S-P-A-R-K. You can receive a 20% discount on your purchase from the store on anything that is not currently on sale. I think that's everything except for Habit Busting, which is an audio series. If you're interested in breaking a habit, it's a wonderful program that I didn't write, but had I done it, for those people who have listened to Spark regularly or worked with me as a coach, it sounds a lot like some of the things, the tools that I've used over the years. And Habit Busting is currently on sale, so that one is not available for an additional 20% off, but that coupon, if you enter the code SPARK, will get you 20% off of any other purchases. So if you're looking for unique gifts, whether it's books or assessments, the communication styles piece on psychogeometrics is there, which is great for families or organizations. It's something that's a little bit out of the ordinary you might find there. So I invite you to look and to thank you. You can use that SPARK coupon code. That's at brainbonanza.com in our online store. And if there's something that you are looking for and you don't find, send me an email and we'll see what we can do. What other kinds of unique and interesting gifts? I know we did a candle a month, which I think I still owe a couple candles, finding out what scents people appreciate, and then every month they get a different candle, which is easier if they live close and you don't have to do the shipping for family or friends that you see regularly. Other people have done a dessert a month where they will make a dessert, cookies or pie, and once a month they'll deliver that treat to family or friend, especially if it's someone who doesn't bake that well and you enjoy doing it. That's a great kind of a gift certificate to give. Sometimes you can purchase a series of certificates from other businesses like massage therapists that you can purchase a certain number of massages, like maybe it's you're going to give someone certificates for 10, 15-minute massages. Maybe it's going to be for just one massage. Maybe for someone who's never experienced that. So something that you enjoy that you find beneficial that you may want to share with someone, or something that maybe they just haven't prioritized for themselves, like a spa, some spa treatments. And sometimes the schools will offer discounted pricing if you work with students. So for those of you thinking, I could never afford to give, you know, a facial or other kinds of spa treatments, if you check out different school programs in your area, you may find it's more affordable than you thought. So those are some interesting and unusual gifts, whether it's for the holidays this month or for birthdays or anniversaries, something that's a little bit out of the ordinary. Maybe it's something to do if the person, you have a great green thumb and the recipient of your gift is not quite so. maybe doing some landscaping work, planting some flowers in the spring, giving them a certificate for a certain amount of gardening products like shrubs or flowers that they can talk to you, and you can either do the planting or advise them on the planting as part of that gift certificate. I know that Creative Memories, for example, you can purchase gift certificates for any products. One that I'm thinking of is a storybook creator certificate for someone who's got a child graduating in the spring, and to be able to create a life book. And I checked with the consultant about whether she came with the certificate in terms of helping the recipient to put this life book together for graduation party and a graduation gift, excuse me. And she said, yes, she would. So there are a lot of different possibilities for interesting things. And, you know, sometimes you just have to ask, because maybe no one's asked if they a certain business or service provider offers a gift certificate. And by asking, you may spark an idea for them, and you may be able to create a certificate yourself. If they don't actually have a certificate, although now with the computer technology, many of us can create those certificates on computers. Maybe you've got someone who loves sending out cards. Maybe they're older and they don't get out as much. So whether that's getting them some software and cardstock and envelopes, they can create their own cards. I know that's something that my mother enjoys doing, is she remembers all sorts of occasions, birthdays, anniversaries, holidays, by creating cards on the computer, which personalizes them as well as makes it convenient because she doesn't have to go shopping. And for others, a service like sendoutcards.com. I interviewed Rose Slaymaker a number of weeks ago, and if you're interested in send out cards, can contact Rose. So if you email me, I'd be happy to share that with you, her contact information. Send out cards has thousands of cards you can choose from. You can, depending on the type of package that you get, even have your signature in there. And the additional feature that is a plus with send out cards is that when you purchase your package, you also purchase postage. So you just need to select the card, put in the name and address, and click, and boom, it's gone. So you don't have to worry about getting to a post office or mailbox, which, again, for busy people or for people who are maybe older, they have a computer, they have the internet, they don't get out as much. It still allows them to stay in touch, to remember those important dates in the lives of friends and family. So that's another option. And maybe it's taking someone shopping to a card store and, you know, helping them or allowing them to pick out cards and getting them stamps and or something that they will use and think of you through the course of a year. Sometimes it's magazine subscriptions that they think of you every month when the magazine arrives. It's something that you think they will find valuable, or that they have expressed an interest in. So if you visit a home and there's a subscription magazine that you see, maybe giving them a one-year extension on their subscription is an option too. I like the personal touch to gift giving, something that allows the person to think of you. And I appreciate that when my nieces and nephews do that. My goddaughter took a glass block that you would put, let's say, in a glass block window, and had some tissue paper type butterflies that she put a coating on, so when the light comes through, it's really pretty. And she made that for me 1 year, and the love that goes into making those gifts is just as important when they're personal gifts, or knitting a scarf, or something that says, I took the time. So yeah, there's the personal touch. So in this economically challenging time, sometimes that's an option. There are also wonderful recipes, and I think I mentioned last week too about or guides where you can make jar mixes for soups and cookies and things. And I have one for a vegetable soup that I made several years ago, and had to actually made a few for myself. So it was convenient when in a rush to put a meal together, and all you had to do is add the liquid and some meat, and there was your soup. So a lot of different options. Thinking about things that are unique, I have to think about, and I still have this, I'm not sure why, because it's really odd, but a number of years ago, oh my gosh, probably 20 years ago, one of my sisters gave me something called pickled people. And they're in a giant pickle jar, size jar, and that's probably a gallon jar or more. And they're two stuffed people with sort of like nylon faces, squished in this jar, and they're called pickled people. And it was funny, and again, I still have it. I'm thinking I may be parting with my pickled people, whether it's in our family's white elephant this Christmas or... I put it for sale at the credit union's for sale site or something. But, you know, I know a number of things in our family. We re-gift. If we've enjoyed it, it's in wonderful shape. That's the white elephant part of what we do. We also have some fun with quirky kinds of gifts as well. So hopefully... you've got some ideas about unique gifts. And in a few minutes, I'll be asking for you to call in or to type in to share some of the more interesting ideas, interesting gifts you've received or given, or sources to find unique gifts. There was a news story on CBS Sunday Morning several weeks ago about a store in Vermont, and I didn't write down the name of it. I figured I could Google it. And it's a store in Vermont that has all sorts of classic toys and products and games that were from years ago. Things that you've been searching for that you loved playing as a child that maybe you want to share with your children. Or like my family, we play a lot of games, so we get together with the adults, the kids. And so finding some card or board games we enjoyed growing up so that we can share them. So I know it's just a unique item store or items from the past or, you know, things that they don't really make. Some of the things Whammo made, for example, things you just haven't seen since the 70s. I think there was a version of the dating game, for example, mystery date, things like that. Never had mystery date, but... having recently just seen the movie Santa Claus with Tim Allen, that's games on the top of mind. Or Oscar Mayer Wiener Whistles. I don't know if they still make those anymore. That's also from Santa Claus. HayHouse.com has a lot of inspirational gifts and some neat sales right now. A lot of online vendors are running specials, whether it's free shipping or... percent discounts in shipping. So doing some online searches for those of you who have computers, that's also an option. And then to shop locally in your small towns. We have a pharmacy that also carries gift items that has unique items. Or stores that carry handcrafted items from local artisans as well. Whether it's pottery or magnet crafts that are unique. That you can personalize. Those are options as well. So, in addition to the topic of unique gifts tonight, wanted to get you thinking a little bit about reflecting on 2008, because we're about to embark on 2009 and in the hustle and bustle of this holiday-filled month of December. It's helpful to find some quiet, reflective time to look back on 2008, to make that list of what works well, what you're grateful for, and what you want to build on for 2009, what you want to change for the year ahead, so that you can begin to make plans for an even better year ahead than you had in 2008. A great resource for reflection is at Kevin Eikenberry's website. You can go to remarkableleadership.com, and he's got great questions, and I can't remember, there's a number associated with it. But it's questions that, I think it's 13 questions. So questions to both reflect the year that's already passed and then to project ahead to the year to come as to what you want to be different. Because without taking that time to reflect, to keep what works, and then to project where we want to be and begin to visualize and look ahead, and we won't be in a different place than we are right now. Wishing alone won't work. Taking some positive action for what you are interested in doing. Wow, it is 7:21. So we've got, about 20 minutes left in our show. And as I'm coming up to our house, I think we have an issue with brake lights in one of our vehicles, and it looks like those brake lights are on. Either that or that's not our truck. But I'm guessing that might be. Yes, it is. So I'll have to mention that when I go inside, that the brake lights are still on. And it's nice to come home to our driveway with candy cane lights and a lighted train and beautiful Christmas tree and a wreath and a very, very slippery driveway. So I'm going to ask you to bear with me as I hike in and check out the switchboard and see if any of you have any unique gifts that you would like to talk about, or maybe unique websites that you'd like to share for people who might be searching for that something new and different. And as I mentioned, helping people to discover their passions in their life is a great gift to do what it is they what they love. So, very slippery. So, by the way, a little tip for those of you who live in places where you have snow and ice. If it goes with that mindset idea of you want to use language and think about what you want to happen as opposed to what you don't. And often when people are walking on ice, they're thinking, don't fall, and pretty soon, whoop, boom, they fall. And better to think, stay vertical, stay upright. I'm walking slowly, carefully, and remaining on my feet. Oh, there we go. So try that the next time you're walking across an icy spot, to just think about, I'm walking slowly and carefully and staying on my feet, and see if that makes a difference in how you traverse that icy area. For those of you who don't have snow and ice, that's probably not the issue, although, again, just visualizing what it is you want to have happen makes a difference, and using that kind of language. And so, as I'll be heading to the switchboard, the brake light's on. I just had to mention the brake light issue, couldn't get his attention, so let's go downstairs and check out the switchboard and see if you have some unique holiday gifts. Okay, Kat, you're making it a challenge. Ooh, what? Let me do something about getting a rug through that water. She's laughing at me. I now have wet socks. Got to be a better plan. You can bring something out of the van. I don't think you heard that either. Oh, goodness. 20 minutes of showtime remaining. And if you would like to share some unique gifts or unique gift sites, please call 347-215-8390. And we'll be happy to talk with you, find out some other cool ideas. Let's see if we can open a chat here. Since I don't see one open. Oh, there we go. A lot of people are hustling and bustling to wrap up their holiday purchasing and shopping. Other people were done in July. So, and maybe you're one of those people that's just relaxing and enjoying the holidays because you got all of your purchasing done in July. So, unique websites, unique gifts. What would you like to share that might help someone in the holidays ahead? And again, I didn't spell Kevin's website for if you wanted to go take a look at those questions to help you reflect and project. That's Remarkable Leadership, REMARKABLE LEADERSHIP, remarkableleadership.com. We'll give you some good thought-provoking questions to reflect back as well as to look ahead to see what worked well in 08 and what do you want to create in 2009. There are so many opportunities. And yes, there are challenges. There are always challenges. So you can focus on those challenges or you can focus on the opportunities. How are you going to phrase that? And there are a number of challenges with job layoffs or job losses with companies that can be turned into opportunities to go back to school, to reexamine what it is you want to do with your life. Unfortunately, a lot of people are not working in something they love. They're doing what either was a job that was available at the time or a job that helped to bring in a certain income. But if you want to think about what brings you the most joy, what's your passion, then you really don't have to work in your life because you're doing what you love and you can get paid for it. That's doubly exciting. And so maybe that's something in 2009 is to really look at. Are you loving what you do or are you loving where you're doing it? And to start, if you haven't started a job search or updated your resume, that's a good time to do that. To so that before the fact, before there's an uncomfortable or stressful, potentially stressful challenge of a job loss for whatever reason, you've already started the process of strengthening your network of people and professional associations, or at least getting the resume updated. And maybe looking at some free courses. Community colleges will often offer courses around career, the career process as well. So I'll give you that phone number one more time. That's 347-215-8390. And we invite you to give us a call. Share what's on your mind. Share a unique gift you've received or one that you've given, or a cool website where people can find unusual gifts. I'll also remind you that if you go to shop at www.brainbonanza.com after about 8 p.m. tonight, there, actually I'll just say tomorrow morning after midnight, there will be a coupon code called SPARK, S-P-A-R-K in all capital letters. You can get 20% off your purchase on everything except habit busting. So I want to thank you for being a listener, and that is my gift to you. So you may find a unique gift there as well. So as we're approaching the midpoint of December, we're approaching the shortest day of the year in the northern hemisphere, which means it's waking up and going to work in the dark, and it's coming home in the dark, and the daylight's very short. December 21st is our winter solstice in the northern hemisphere. And that's coming up soon. And then the days begin to get longer and we can enjoy more sunlight. So I'm not sure if you're impacted by the decrease in light. I know it affects my ability to focus in terms of getting up earlier in the mornings. I do much better in the summer months when it's light earlier in the morning. Some people are like toast and they pop out of bed. I'm not one of those people. And I'm a slow waker-upper, as Alex, my son, and I say, that we need a little transition time from the state of sleep to the state of awake. And my husband is like the toast. Alarm goes off, he pops out of bed. If that has to happen to me, I end up taking a while to get my attitude and my perspective adjusted because I feel rushed. So, you know, figuring out what works for you is important. Learning about honoring your own style, your own best times of the day to do things. For some of us, it is the middle of the night. The creative process for me works better in the middle of the night. And research says that when the linear side of your brain is tired, fatigued, then the creative side can be more productive and more pronounced. And so when I'm designing, training, and speaking, I'm finding that late at night continues to work for me, and that's been true my entire life. From the high school, college assignments and work I would do in the wee hours of the morning until it's true for me today. So figure out what works for you and honor that. And that's important. So looking at 2009, thinking about what are you going to continue from the year that we're coming up upon the completion of, and think about where do you want to be a year from now? Where do you want to be 5 years from now? And when did you last think about that? Did you take some time to write those things, to actually make a commitment in writing to, this is what I appreciate and I'm grateful for where I am now, and this is my goal where I want to be a year from now, and here are some steps that I can take to get there. Sometimes that involves taking classes, finding a mentor or coach to help you, support you, identify resources, joining an organization that will help you. For example, if you're interested in doing public speaking, then joining an organization like Toastmasters, for example, would be a great step to improve your speaking skills, if that's something that would help you get closer to achieving that goal. So there are many, many opportunities if you focus on the abundance that's still here for us in this country. And even when it doesn't feel like it, we can still be grateful. And as my regular listeners will know, I often will share the power of that feeling of gratitude and being grateful every day for several things. So start your day, end your day, have a lunch break around, a few minutes of focus on the energy around gratitude, being sincerely grateful. And I'm not sure how many people today took the time to send a message, but at the credit union where I work as a staff development specialist, we had an option to choose from three holiday gifts. We could choose an iPod Shuffle, a roaster, or the other one. Oh, yes, the Pizzazz Pizza Maker. And that was their holiday gift to their staff. So we got to make that choice, and I sent a thank you because I sincerely appreciated the gift that they did not have to give us, and they did not have to give us a choice. So took a minute to write that thank you to those who were involved in the process of making that decision. So sometimes just jotting a thank you note a day. That can be to a loved one, a spouse, a child. Thanks for the laughter that you bring into my life. Thanks for the joy you bring into my life. Because when we focus on the problems, that's what we tend to see more of. So it's good to take some time to focus on what brings you joy. We often get hung up in all the things that go wrong, and we forget to reinforce the things that go well, the things we want to see more of. And so it's a great time to do that in this season. And sometimes there are those moments when the glass ornament got broken, for example. This is one of my personal examples. And I heard it, and I came around the corner, and I asked my son what happened. He said, "Mom, I accidentally dropped the remote control, and it broke the ornament," which happened to be a baby Jesus ornament. And he said, "I'm really sorry it was an accident." I said, "So what did you learn?" "So I need to hold on tighter to that remote control." "Mm-hmm." "And maybe sit in a chair further away from the tree." "Mm-hmm." "Okay," so we cleaned it up, and we moved on. And things are just that. They are things. And sometimes we get very upset about things and forget about the people and the feelings of the people that are involved around whatever isn't going the way we would like it to go. And so if it's truly an accident and someone's truly remorseful, do you give less consequences than if it was intentional or they lied, for example, as a parent, to really teach kids to tell the truth? Yes, there can still be consequences. And then to say, "And had you lied to me, this would have been the consequence. So it's much better because you told me the truth." It's a great strategy to help teach honesty to kids. And to, again, you want to reward the behavior that you want to see more of, or at least acknowledge the behavior you want to see more of with a good job or a thank you or an "I appreciate it when" kind of statement, depending on the age of the person you're talking to. We have 8 minutes remaining tonight to share what's on your mind. 347-215-8390. And we are here on this 10th day of December 2008, counting down the day to a variety of holidays in the month of December. So whatever you celebrate, if anything, this month, hopefully where you are, you're enjoying some positive energy that often comes this holiday season around Hanukkah and Christmas and Kwanzaa, the feeling of compassion, of giving, the focus on peace and joy. And as Gandhi says, to be the change you wish to see in the world. So if you're angry and frustrated and snappy, then that's contributing to that energy. If you want more peace in the world, bring more peace to your life and to the lives that you touch. Do you bring peace in your conversation? Do you bring compassion in your language and your conversation? But sometimes that's the greatest gift. The gift of time and the gift of compassion. And so maybe a unique gift would be just to call someone and say, "I'd like to have lunch with you in the month of January. Can we set a date for that? It's my treat. I want to see you," and there you are. Or maybe it's dinner or a movie with a friend that you haven't seen for a long time. And that can be a great gift. Because, again, we get so busy. And people that we wished or we'd intended to see the last time we talked to, "Oh, yes, let's get together and do lunch." And then we see each other 6 months later and we still haven't gotten together to do lunch. And so when we say that, the challenge is to grab that calendar. And if you truly want to do lunch or whatever activity with someone, to make an appointment, set a date and a time. Because it's much more likely to happen than if you don't. And so, as our time is coming to a close, this holiday season episode segment of Spark, I want to thank you again for investing your time here. That hopefully there's been an idea, a strategy, a gift idea, thought about your life in 2008, moving to 2009, a website resource like Remarkable Leadership or the thank you certificate, the coupon code of SPARK in all capital letters at brainbonanza.com. Shop in our store and find some great gifts, and I'm happy to thank you for spending time here. And I thank you, too, for sharing SPARK with your friends and family so that they, too, can be with us. I also want to remind you that next week our guests are Sally Roper, a nurse practitioner and aromatherapist and consultant with Visalis, and Kim McCabe, who is also with Visalis, who will be talking about health, life, and prosperity next week. And I invite you again to call in live if you can be with us at 7 Central Time from 7 to 7:45 p.m. on Wednesday, December 17th. Oh, my goodness. Yes, Wednesday the 17th from 7 to 7:45 Central Time. And if you can't be here live and have a question you'd like me to ask Sally or Kim, please email that question to me at brainbonanza@gmail.com. And I will be sure to ask them that question for you so that when you listen to the segment at your convenience, you'll be able to have an answer to your question as well. So I want to thank my guests that I'm seeing in the chat room. Thanks to those of you who are listening live that I'm not seeing. Sometimes I have people who do call in on the guest phone number because of where they are. They don't have computer access. And so that happens. I appreciate, again, your time. And I hope that this holiday season you find the peace and joy and compassion that you can give to yourself as well as you can give to others. Because truly, we can be the change that we want to see in the world. And it starts with us. It starts with our own lives. I think that's also in the Cat Stevens song, Morning Has Broken. And so I wish you great moments that you can truly enjoy the presence in whatever form. The P-R-E-S-E-N-T-S, the present moments that are all gifts, and that you can truly enjoy the moments that you're in. So hopefully you will be with us next week. Thank you again for being here tonight. As Norman Vincent Peale says, when you change your thoughts, change your thoughts, and you change your world. I hope that our time together has helped you to change your thoughts about some things and to spend some time in positive thought, in feeling good, feeling hopeful, feeling joyful, as we've shared some stories, some tools, some resources that you can use as sparks to create the life that you desire and deserve. Until next time, I thank you for being here. And I invite you to take action on something that you heard tonight. Visit a website. Write a thank you note. But do something. Take one action on something that you learned, a spark that you heard. And I invite you to share it with others. Thank you so much for being here. And until next time, stay safe.
Thank you for listening to Spark Radio with Miss Melanie. Please share this show link with those you believe would enjoy and benefit from listening. We invite you to join us for upcoming shows with special guests and more sparks. May a spark you heard ignite a positive change in your life. Good day.